Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're so considerate, bringing all this holiday cheer to the neighborhood.
Wreck the malls this Christmas season.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio with me on this holiday edition of the big show. Kind of like a preview of the Scuba Radio Christmas Scrap Extravaganza. I think we got plans tentatively to do this, what, on the 20th? Is that what we were talking about, CJ? Yeah, right before Christmas. That Saturday.
Yeah, there's a Saturday.
Will be the official Scuba Radio Crap Extravaganza where we really pull out all the stops and have our basically our on-air Christmas staff party.
It's like an office Christmas
yeah,
party.
Yeah, yeah,
without the office
party. Right. And without much, homage to Christmas. Just really, it's just to amuse ourselves. But, you know, once again, we're always trying. I mean, I love this time of year. We're always trying to come up with ideas to, you know, make the holidays more festive, you know, maybe coming up with a product. I mean, here's just another idea.
You've heard of Elf on a Shelf. This year, Scuba Radio introduces a new holiday tradition designed just for divers. Greg on a Peg.
I apologize in advance.
Greg on a Peg comes with a miniature scuba tank, and Greg sits on top of it.
Ew!
What?
I don't think that's gonna fit, Greg.
Totally inappropriate.
You'll have hours of fun placing Greg on a Peg in various positions throughout your home for the holidays.
You are sick.
And what scuba diver's holiday would be complete without the rest of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad? Jerry the Diver Guy on a Dingleberry Pie.
What's going on? Who's drunk? You want some spring water?
Mermaid Kristen on a Piston.
Oh God, kill me now. You guys are gross. I'm out of here.
Vinny Two Tanks on your Grandma's Spanx.
Now that's funny. Very creative. CJ is the funny one. Sorry, Greg.
Barry on a Ferry.
Not that kind of fairy.
Hey, baby, what's going down? I know. Shut up, Barry.
Casey the Tobacco Nut on a Big Old Butt.
Well, that's weird. Shut up, Barry. Ha! That's a good one.
Bubble Boy in a Pond of Koi.
The actions of the Philippine Coast Guard in removing the barrier, despite the Chinese claims that the Philippines is violating supposed territorial waters, is in keeping with enforcing Philippine sovereignty, since the shoal in question is located within the 200 nautical mile zone set out under the UN Convention of the Law of the Sea.
Huh?
Cock Johnson on an antitoxin from Wisconsin.
Cock Johnson's my name, and diving's my game. Merry Christmas to all divers.
Scuba Radio, making memories divers and their families will enjoy for years to come. Coming soon, Dick on a Stick.
Okay.
What?
A hit and a miss again. We're 0 for 2, at least. Or was that 3? Are we already
what
out?
What about, we missed one.
Which one? What
should
do you
have
mean?
Done like Britney on a Nittany Lion.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Maybe. That would have been okay if it would have taken off in the first
or
place.
Aqua Gypsy and Poughkeepsie.
Well, there's that.
Keep working.
Okay. We're going to have to keep working on it. You know, sometimes these ideas, they just don't quite get over the finish line. And I think that might be one of them. I'm just saying.
You didn't like Greg on a Peg?
You know, it rubs me the wrong way. And when I say rubs, I mean violates. So, anywho.
Greg on a stick.
Okay.
No, Greg on a keg.
Yeah, look, yeah. Barry liked it so much he made one.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Oh, Greg on
a disturbing.
Greg on a stick.
Yeah. Okay.
He may be your biggest fan, which is.
Right.
A little
well,
scary.
It makes a good
disturbing.
Fan. See?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
When it gets too cold.
By the way, just for the record, I just learned that Vinny Two Tanks, he refused to review the trailer for the new movie, The Age of Exposure. I mean, is that like an artist thing, Vinny? Like you you just don't like watching yourself on the big screen and, you know, it kind of ruins your motivation or?
I think it's baloney. I think those.
Yeah. He's just too good for that. It, you know, he's an artist, and he doesn't want to be, you know, jaded, I guess. Yeah, which explains why he missed the world premiere of the trailer. He didn't want to be a part of it.
Yeah, it didn't interest me.
Greg, you needed to put in his contract that he has to do a press junket and promote the film.
Well, it is in his contract. He may not know this. He does have to do commentary on the DVD release.
Okay.
Yeah. So when they actually do, you know, the film, he has to sit there and narrate it.
Like, really, the special features no one ever watches?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's all in the contract there, Barry. But yeah, Vinny looks surprised. Like, what? I got to do what?
No, it's just that I don't have any streaming services.
Well, that's
so I just have to get, I just get antenna. I just get whatever free on the airwaves. See?
Okay. Well, that's, so that's
you not... said the only streaming services he's got is his nose.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Here now that go. Was funny.
See, look, he gave props. He's a giving artist, you know, Vinny, and he's willing to share the limelight with people like Jerry, the Diver Guy.
How about the fact that right now Vinny thinks that we're talking about the documentary about aliens, the Age of Exposure.
Isn't that what we're talking about?
Of course it is.
We're talking about you.
Oh.
Vinny has no clue what we're even talking about right now.
Well, once again, he doesn't like to watch himself on the big screen. He's an artist. And
you know what? It's the old philosophy that Vince has. What he can't see can't hurt him. What he can't hear can't hurt him.
Well, we'll change that in hour two.
So far, nothing's bad.
We'll force him.
See no evil. Say no evil.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss.
So true. Very, but very, very long. True. But, you know, Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba has been kicking back on this whole thing going, what the hell is going on? I mean, what do you think about that first off? Kenny, any comment one way or another or what?
You know, I got a question, Greg, for all of you.
Yes.
With all this talk of these underwater aliens and Vinny's, you know,
mucus.
Mass snakes. What is the equivalent to the Sasquatch underwater?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Harry, Jerry the Diver Guy. I'm going to throw it out there.
Is there one?
Hey, well, he's just a love interest.
A Loch Ness monster, maybe.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, to divers, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, Loch Ness.
Loch Ness monster, yeah.
Does anyone dive there?
No.
Well, super cold, right?
No, has been some some documentaries in Loch Ness where they went down on rebreathers trying to look around for Nessie. I've seen that, but yeah, it's not a big
deal. You watch all these, don't you?
I do. I got nothing going on.
He does nothing to do. All day he watches these.
Yeah. Supposedly a creature similar to Nessie or whatever in a lake in the U.S. somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
Oh, well, that's a giant sturgeon.
It's in Vermont.
No. Really?
Yeah, it's called Champ. It's in Lake Champlain.
Yeah.
Champ.
What is it?
What is it?
She's a lake monster. We have a baseball team named after him.
Oh,
I haven't heard that.
My minor league team, that's awesome.
Okay.
How do you know it's a him?
Because everybody calls him him.
Yeah. Oh. You ever heard of a female dinosaur named Champ? Come on.
Yeah,
they gave it a name. They don't know what gender it is.
Okay.
Champ, he's a boy.
Okay.
Yeah. You sound surprised.
Like a girl name? Does Champ sound like a girl name to you? I don't think so.
Who gave him the name?
Your
Everyone
mom.
Did.
Harsh. Okay, well, I don't know about
don't
the sex
started again.
Of Champ, but regardless, yeah, I mean, other things you know, divers would compare to like an alien kite. I think when you look at like cuttlefish and stuff like that, I think of alien life.
Cuttlefish are cool.
Yeah. And octopus and stuff like that.
They change their colors.
Yeah. And I think they're like alien like. Like that's, I mean, when I look at them, I'm like, they shouldn't be on this planet. And they probably aren't originally from here. My guess is they were
Uranus.
Came up from the depths of those underwater bases that are talked about in the Age of Disclosure. Now, the Age of Exposure, which stars Vinny Two Tanks, is a totally different documentary. We're just riding on the coattails of the success of that film release. So we may have to play that again in hour two and have Vinny give us his side comments. That's coming up. And a lot more on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Let's go!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.